Now, as I introduce the next question, question 22, I've got a visual aid, and you'll recognise this visual aid, some of you, as something that might seem rather out of place in the early part of May. Can you all see this? It's a snowman, and it was made by a little girl in this congregation. I don't mean Beth or anybody else, I mean somebody over there. And, well, how out of place it might seem to have a snowman today. How strange it would be if you came to our house today and there were snowmen and tinsel and Christmas trees and Christmas presents and mistletoe and things like that in our house. You'd say, that's really weird. Why are they celebrating Christmas in May? What a strange thing to do. I was a teacher for a number of years, and I remember that one morning in September, the head teacher decided that we were going to sing in our assembly a well-known hymn in September by the name of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And as we left the assembly, various staff were looking at each other really, really exasperated and confused and bewildered and saying, why were we singing that in September? It's a Christmas carol. We shouldn't be singing that in September. That should be sung only at Christmas. What a strange thing to do. Is the head teacher going a little bit cranky? Is he going, is he off his trolley? What's the matter? Why are we singing this now? Well, the next question of the catechism tells us why we should think about the kinds of things that Hark the Herald Angels Sing is talking about. We see in this question, how did Christ, being the Son of God, become man? Christ, the Son of God, became man by taking to himself a true body and a reasonable soul, being conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary and born of her, yet without sin. Here's something we should think about all through the year. What does it say here about our Lord Jesus Christ? It says that he became human. And if you look with me at this answer, there are some things in this answer, can you see them, which are true about all of us. We all are human. When it says became man, it means he became human being. He had a true body, just as you have a true body, a physical body, a body with bones and flesh and blood and nerves and everything else you have. It says he had a reasonable soul, which means he had a soul, he had a personality, he had a heart, as it were, inside him, which thought and loved and hurt and worshipped and felt joy and pain. He had all these things. But you know, there are other things here which are completely different about Jesus. So in some ways, he's just like all of us. Hallelujah. We need a Saviour who's like us. Jesus has to be like us in every way. But he's more than that, isn't he? He's more than that. Look at what it says. He became man, being the Son of God. He's eternal. He's always existed. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. He didn't become a human being in the ordinary way, with a father and a mother, a human father and a human mother. He was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he was born of her, just as we are born of our mothers. But he was born without sin. And because these things are true, that he became man, being the eternal Son of God, because he was conceived by the power, the supernatural power of the Spirit, and because he's without sin, he is uniquely qualified. He alone can be our Saviour. He can save us from our sin. So let's read this answer through together. How did Christ, being the Son of God, become man? Christ, the Son of God, became man by taking to himself a true body and a reasonable soul, being conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary and born of her, yet without sin. What a wonderful Saviour we have.